25 years ago, poet A.R. Ammons and his wife were driving home from South Miami after visiting family. Somewhere north of Dade County, on I-95, Ammons looked out his window, and there it was.
There on the heights, a small smoke wafts the sacrificial bounty.
The inspiration for a 121-page-long poem that would win some of the top awards in poetry, including the National Book Award.
Garbage is spiritual, believable enough to get our attention, getting in the way, piling up, stinking, turning...
Out his window that day, Ammons saw one of South Florida's infamous mountains of trash, and an opus was born. Garbage, a poem. Before Ammons died in 2001, he made no secret about the poem's origins. In fact, he even wrote it into the poem.
Down by I-95 in Florida, where flatlands, ocean, and gulf flat mounds of disposal rise. For if you
The origin story of Garbage illustrates something interesting about the life poetic in South Florida.
One of the things you do as a poet is you write about the landscape around you.
Miami-based poet P. Scott Cunningham.
But I think the dilemma you have as a poet in contemporary Miami is that a lot of the landscape that you're exposed to every day is from your car.
Cunningham runs the O Miami Poetry Festival going on this month. And along with O Miami, WLRN's asking for your poems about places that mean something to you in our This Is Where poetry contest. The poems must contain the phrase, "This is where." And they certainly do not have to be about I-95. After all, that is where most of us lose our minds. Unless you're Victoria Warren Jackson, a teacher and writer who lives in Miami Gardens, works in Coral Gables, and says she's stuck in rush hour 95 traffic both to and from work.
I don't feel stressed. I don't get upset. It's just a really good, relaxing moment.
You probably are the only person who's ever said that.
Well, I'm surprised, but I guess I'm just making the connection between the feelings that I had as a five-year-old that I-95 leads to a good place.
When Jackson was five, her family moved from a small town in Georgia to Carroll City, looking for more opportunities. She still remembers seeing an I-95 marker right before their highway exit. To Jackson, that was her Welcome to Miami sign, and she submitted a This Is Where poem about that trip. Here's an excerpt.
The title is I-95. This is where it all started. Dark night, long road, stars in the sky, the eyes of a five-year-old girl filled with tears. Bright morning, sparkling eyes, five-year-old girl happy once again, traveling in Florida, starting a new life, searching for hope at the end of a trip, traveling down I-95. This is where it all started.
If nothing else, I-95 has the power to move people, from Miami-Dade to Broward, from Serenity to Fury, and in very rare cases, back in time to childhood. If that's true for you, tell us about it. #ThisIsWhere. And this is where I say, I'm Kenny Malone in Miami.